And we are welcoming in a couple of folks from Green Country Village, an opportunity to spend about 15 minutes talking about what's going on there. Try to start things over with Residency Director Casey Williams most of the time, because you're the recurring voice on the program. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me again. I always enjoy coming here and sharing what we have to offer at our community at Green Country Village.
And there is always something going on at Green Country.
There is always something going on. We have big events, small events, outings, bringing people in. And one of the things that we're really excited about is our Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. That's a tongue twister.
It is. I was going to challenge you to say it three times fast, but I'm not sure I could get through it either,
yes,
so it's okay.
Yes, yeah. Please don't.
Yeah.
One of the things that we're going to offer this Saturday for our residents and their families is a blues player. It's a band, Jackie Don Lowe from Dallas, mm-hmm. and he and his band are going to come offer blues for our residents. We're also going to have brews. We're going to have beers and brewed iced tea, and we're also going to have a beautiful barbecue that for our residents to enjoy. And it's also to raise awareness and funds for our walk to end Alzheimer's. And so Jan Cosgrove is going to share a little bit about that walk, because you have a team together from our residents and our staff members, and tell me.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for coming in, Jan. Appreciate your time and your dedication to Alzheimer's. Thank you very much.
Sure. We have organized this team. We have 15 people on it so far, made up of primarily staff from Green Country Village and one family member on our team so far. But the residents are, we're talking to them about possibly going to, and if we can get some of them to go, we'll take the bus down to Tulsa where the walk is next Saturday and take them with us on this walk to end Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's, for if you haven't experienced it with a family member, you really have not. You don't have a good frame of reference. But when it comes to, I'll say the final months or so, where the conversation resets about every 5 minutes, it is really tough. I'm sure not only for the Alzheimer's patient, but for everyone around them. It really is tough.
Yes. And Green Country does have a memory care unit, a community there that we do also serve people who have Alzheimer's. I have a personal interest in it. My mother had Alzheimer's, and I've done these walks before, too. So most people involved know someone, mm-hmm. Just given the statistics of the number of people over the age of 65 diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it affects a lot of people.
It sure does. And thank you so much for leading the way for Green Country to step up and do something, do their part. And I know it's one thing that has always been a hallmark, I think, of Green Country, is getting the residents involved in group activities, particularly if it's for a good cause.
Uh-huh. We do have a slogan. We're going to have wristbands that the residents will have, and we also have T-shirts. And our slogan is, memories are worth fighting for. So that's something that we're trying to hope that that catches on, as that's what we're looking for. And ultimately, our hope is next year that Bartlesville will have our own walk here, so that we hope to kind of start that process again. My understanding is there used to be one here, and we're kind of hoping that by next year, around this time, we'll be organizing a walk locally.
And those things are always tough to get started, because people are in the habit of going to Tulsa if there's one there.
Sure.
And to say, well, we'd like to do it here, but I'm in the habit of going to Tulsa. I kind of make a day of it or whatever. It's tough to get some of those going. But early plans, just on the same day as the Tulsa Walk, because I know some of those are a national event.
Right. Usually the Alzheimer's Association, the region, will kind of help dictate a date, and they preferably have them different dates, so there's local walks in the area, and we want to have them on different dates so people can kind of choose. So we probably won't have it the same day as Tulsa's walk. We'll probably have it a different day.
Well, I'm sure either before or after, they're both good.
Correct.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So this is an idea that I'm sure took a lot of planning to get the band here and do the fundraiser and just say, is this something you want to do, and get the residents involved?
Yes. And our big hope, as we were talking earlier when you announced the weather, is that it doesn't rain. We have a 30 by 60 foot tent that's going up in the Green Country campus, and then a tent for the band. So we're really hoping that that we don't need that to cover us from rain. But if it happens, we've got an alternative plan. So we'll still have the event.
Well, barbecue kind of goes as an all-weather dish to me, so it's good. And the brews will help you forget the weather, so it's
that's
all good.
Right. That's right. And our food and beverage person, the director of that department, is really excited about this and has barbecue specialties from Oklahoma, Texas, Tennessee, and Kansas. And it'll include chicken, pork ribs, shredded pork, and beef brisket. So we won't be absent a variety of barbecue. It's not just your standard pour a bottle of barbecue sauce on.
That is so good because, you know, it's funny, barbecue tastes different and preparation methods vary greatly when you just go even a few miles down the road, let alone from state to state.
That's right.
South Carolina barbecue is different than Texas, which is different than Kansas, which is different than I don't know anybody else's. But the point is, we have what we like, and you want to make sure you're serving up everybody's specialty.
Sure, absolutely.
It was really exciting when Jan came to us with this idea of the fundraiser before the walk, because it's a great time of community and fellowship for our residents and our staff members to get together, but also to really excite people about raising funds. Jan designed these beautiful t-shirts that you'll see on our campus. All staff members will be wearing them next week just to get that interest up. We were really excited when she brought this idea to our community. She's arranged it. It's going to be wonderful because she's arranged it so well that people just get to show up. And then with that walk, we didn't have time to plan it this year, but she's already kind of thinking about next year, planning it like she mentioned. And so I just really want to tip my hat to Jan for really spearheading this. One thing that I was reading this morning, every 65 seconds, someone develops Alzheimer's disease.
Wow.
So that's a startling statistic. So we're talking, you know, about 12, 13 people while we speak on this radio station. Mm-hmm. And so with these funds, there can be research, medications, all sorts of things that can really help to end Alzheimer's disease.
And that is so important. We have so many conditions, cancer, Alzheimer's. I could run down the list and take the rest of the morning. But the point is, the research doesn't get done if it's not properly funded.
Correct. And I think, as Jan mentioned, it does affect so many people. 1 out of 10 people 65 and older are diagnosed. Mm-hmm. There's a 2025 estimate that in 2025, there's an estimate there will be a 29% increase in Alzheimer's disease from today.
Wow.
That's startling as well. And so when she talks about different walks around the community, is go to one this weekend, but also go to the one next weekend, because whatever money that can be raised on your behalf for your team for Alzheimer's disease is just one step closer to finding an end.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Exactly. And like you said, there are very few families that haven't been touched to some degree by Alzheimer's, and whether it's the primary cause of person's death, or whether it's simply a complication and that we have lived with for progressing years as things got worse, it's a big problem.
One of the nice things about the Alzheimer's Association is they're really good at educating people about family members, about what to expect, how to help, and also to give them support, because this is a loss in so many levels. You know, first you lose your memory, and family members, you know, struggle with that loss of their parent or family member or their friend. Mm-hmm. So it's difficult. It's kind of a process that not only the person with the disease goes through, but also the family goes through them with them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's just something that is a drain on the family, because mom isn't mom anymore.
Right.
It's really tough.
Not only is it an emotional drain, it's a financial drain. Care for people with dementia and Alzheimer's related disease is very costly to the caregiver, physically and emotionally, but also financially, because there is a time typically that maybe that loved one can't live in the home, mm-hmm. or that caregiver can't care for that loved one. And so having this, it's one of the most expensive diseases is what I read. So one thing that also ending Alzheimer's and other related dementias is just that financial and mental burden on the population of caregivers.
Sure. And I realize that there are facilities that can increase quality of life and certainly help relieve some of that burden. And we could spend a moment or two on your memory care unit, but it's still not the same as being able to go visit mom, or for that matter, for a spouse to be a problem. You know.
Correct. And like Jan mentioned too, you lose your loved one before they depart the earth too. Mm-hmm. And that can be heartbreaking. One of the beautiful things that I love to do is visit Lakeview is our memory care community. And when I walk down either to show Prospect's families, our beautiful community, I'll see Jan with the residents, and they're doing really meaningful activities and fellowship and interactions that is appropriate for those residents. And kind of talk about some of the things you do.
One of the things that we do a lot in that unit is music. Mm-hmm. That really brings people alive. It just really, the energy level in that unit, when we have two volunteers that come and play the piano, and they just play by ear old songs, and we sing, and people who can't remember what happened 2 minutes ago remember every word to the songs that they grew up with.
Sure.
And their passion for singing and enjoying and reminiscing about where they were at when that song was playing and what they were doing is really inspiring to see that, and the joy that they get from doing that.
I was a music education major in the 70s, and so, you know, the music department also had a music therapy pre-degree at that time, and I know we've come a long way since then, but that was the mm-hmm. 70s, and you know, it was just fun to talk with some of those folks, because we kind of kidded them, oh, you're not doing real music, you know, or whatever, but it's a matter of the things that they could do, and the fact that everybody recognizes a familiar tune and is willing to sing along. Whether you're that 4-year-old with Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, or the 87-year-old that recognizes the Mozart wrote it, it's the
sure.
same, you know.
And the impact that can have on your emotions, you know, when you get really agitated because you're frightened or you're scared, music can just calm that. Like, it's unbelievable. It's really amazing to watch that. We also have a music therapist that comes in, mm-hmm. So she does a whole different type of music program. But just the music in general is really important in that area.
It is. And it says you're there meeting a need. Is the public invited to your barbecue?
This is really designed for the residents and their families. Because it's such a, that population alone is quite large. So it's really just designed for them. But if someone's interested in a t-shirt or something, they can stop by. We've got our t-shirts are Green Country, supports Alzheimer's Association, because memories are worth fighting for. That's what's on the t-shirt. So, you know, if they want to support us in that way, they can stop by and get a t-shirt, and we'd love to see them, and Casey would probably love to show them around.
That was exactly where I was going. Casey can show them around the rest of the facility and do a little bit of pre-shopping for a move at some point to Green Country Village.
That would be wonderful. We would love to have anyone that would love to stop by and see any of our three communities. We do have independent living, assisted living, and we mentioned our Lakeview memory care community.
So stop by. A phone call would be nice. Give Casey a call and set up an appointment for a tour.
That would be great.
Thank you. What's the phone number, by the way?
Oh, 335-2086.
And that's our one-on-one session with Green Country Village on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time to take a look at your agricultural markets this morning.